Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back. Here are the 6 quick questions. Question number 1 is, what's your why? Why do you wake up every day and build this business and focus on these channels and everything that you're doing?
I think it's the ability to be able to help other people kind of find their direction. And it's stemming from, I guess, my selfish why too, is that I get to explore myself creatively and I get to have these life experiences, good and bad. And then I kind of get to share these things and get that feedback of, oh, this really helped me, or this perspective shift helped me see something differently and find this success. And I just feel like the ability that, like, something that I might have experienced and have trouble with, I can help somebody else through, is really fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Question number two is, what's been your favorite marketing moment so far in business?
I got to be on the cover of a magazine for, like, a spirituality and psychic stuff. So that was a pretty fun experience. That was a fun marketing moment where I got to feel like a little bit like, I'm like, I feel like a celebrity.
I love that for you. Wow. Cover of a magazine. Holy shit. That's cool.
Yeah.
You got to frame it.
I know.
Question number three is, what's your go-to business resource? What is a book or a podcast or a newsletter that you're consuming at the moment to kind of learn and level up?
My go-to business resource, I have so many. I've been using TikTok as like a Google search engine. So I'll kind of just Google, I'll use it as like Google and be like, how do I invest? Or what stock should I be investing in? Or what should I do in this sphere? But I was stalking your TikTok today, and somebody who's, I'm a big fan of, Sophia Amoroso, even just kind of following these CEOs or like the Sarah Blakely's, and that's kind of like my hidden little secret of like these women who started these like massive e-com businesses. It's like my guilty pleasure to go watch them and watch, like, consume all of their interviews and content.
Yeah, love. I hear you. I'm there with you.
Yeah.
Question number four is, how do you win the day? What are your AM or PM rituals and habits that keep you feeling happy and successful and motivated?
Honestly, the affirmations. The affirmations help me win the day. Just taking that hour or meditating, just kind of giving myself that hour or time period of mental relaxation and peace, and like just feeding myself these yummy, healthy thoughts. That's my win the day.
Yummy, healthy thoughts. I love that. I really love that. Question number five is, what's been your worst money mistake in business and how much did it cost you?
I feel like I'm fortunate that I haven't had a lot, but I've definitely invested in courses that I feel I didn't really get anything out of or any use out of, but I feel like I try to put a positive spin on everything, because then I'm like, okay, well, that investment showed me what I shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hear you. I've been there.
And I think my most expensive course that I've bought and didn't like, it was like $1,200, but I became way more intentional about those things afterwards.
Yeah. A clear learning.
Yeah.
And last question number six, what is just a crazy story, good or bad, from your journey in this space? And I'm thinking, like, I'm wondering if you have kind of a crazy story where you've done like a tarot reading or predicted something and for someone that's come true or something like that.
So my crazy story that I was going to say, I've definitely had those. I've had some crazy readings where it's like, it could be like a TV show. But I think in the beginning, when I started my channel, I would offer readings for, and this is like, can funnel into like a good piece of business advice. I would offer my readings at like $30 for 30 minutes. So $1 a minute, because I was still not confident enough that, like, oh, I'm helping people. And I would get some like very crazy, crazy people who would call me, and it took a lot of energy because these people were, you know, finding me online, and then it's like $30, and then I'd be on the phone with them for 30 minutes and they'd be asking me like a little bit crazy questions. And I was like, I don't want to align with this. But the beauty of that was that I learned to raise my prices. And when you raise your prices, it weeds out a lot of, you know, the chaos.
Yes. Yes. I feel like that's something we hear over and over again is like, whatever you're charging, like double, triple it, raise your prices.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to raise your prices.
Do you have one crazy story, one crazy like reading that came true that you can share?
I mean, I have so many readings that come true, but one of the craziest experiences that I've had reading was like, there was some guy who was having an affair, and I think the mistress came to me, and then the mistress found out there was another mistress. So then she recommended me to the other mistress. So then the other mistress comes to me, and then there was like a little girlfriend, another one. So they all were coming to me for the readings, but one stayed, the one that was like the main mistress, I guess. She stayed like,
oh my God,
as a client of mine. And I love her. Such good vibes from her. But I kept predicting, I was like, there's going to be a lawsuit against him. And then I think like a year later, she was like, oh my gosh, the lawsuit came out. But even this week, I had one of my regular clients and I was doing her astrology. And I was like, you're going to have a plumbing problem this week. It was so specific and random. And then she texted, I was like, you're going to have to spend money on something, but don't worry about it. You have money coming back to you. And then she messaged me. She's like, it wasn't plumbing. It was a fender bender. I got in a fender bender. And then she emailed me 3 days later. She's like, just kidding. It was plumbing. There's a leak in my apartment. So I was like,
oh my God, that is so weird.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, damn, I'm even impressed.
Wow. Holy shit. That's really cool. Really, really cool. Oh my gosh. Well, this was amazing, Jen. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your insights and your knowledge and talking about all this stuff that just sounds so good for the soul. I need to spend more time doing affirmations and manifestation. And I'm really grateful for having you here.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We
want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.